Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Life can feel overwhelming sometimes. The weight of expectations, the uncertainty of tomorrow, and the constant noise of worry echoing in our minds can easily get us caught in the trap of anxiety. What sometimes begins as a simple concern can quickly turn into a trap, one that steals our joy, clouds our thinking, and pulls our hearts away from trust in God. But God never intended for us to live imprisoned by fear. When we bring everything to God with a thankful heart, His peace, a peace beyond understanding, stands guard over our hearts and minds. In today's message titled, Don't Fall in the Anxiety Trap, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches on how God's Word calls us to step out of fear, lay our burdens before Him, and walk in the peace that only He can give. Let's join in.
The question is, can you stop yourself from falling into the depression or anxiety trap? Yes, of course. That's the answer. I want us, if you will, to go to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Many of us know this scripture off by heart. And this is really powerful text of scripture because it has got some powerful principles. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I use these verses on the go. I do that so many times because we have a lot on our plates as far as our daily routines and activities are concerned. We've got so much on our plates. And for me, obviously, the ministry and missions and things that we are doing in our churches, which we absolutely love to do. But there are so many things that you do on the go, and these verses keep you going, I tell you. It says, do not be anxious about anything. And this is one of the things that we can struggle with on a day-to-day basis, I tell you. You've got lots of things on your plate, as I said before. You've got lots of things on your to-do list. Even some of us have my want to-do list, and your to-do list is also there. And that's just part of responsibility in life. That's okay. So you've got all kinds of things to do. And some of you have extreme demands. You have so many demands that are intense, that have to be done. That really takes a big chunk of your time, you see? So maybe there are physical things that are going on in your life. Maybe there are family issues or financial issues. And all of them can have a voice. Each one is talking to you. All of them can tell you what's going to happen. And there can be anxiety that starts to come because you are trying to do things in your own strength. We are trying to figure things out. We are trying to just keep all the balls going and all the plates spinning. But I want to tell you today that the Word of God gives a command. What is that command? That's what I read to you. Do not be anxious about anything. You got to come out of this anxiety trap, my friend. The enemy is putting trap there for you to fall into. And when you think about it, it says anything. So that means cast your burdens, cast your cares, bring all your problems to God. All of them have to come to the Lord. Then He says, but in everything. So it says, don't be anxious about anything. And then it uses also this word, but in everything. So the scripture is saying, not just some things are we supposed to hand to the Lord, but everything. It's not about I will give you these unsure thoughts, but I will keep the rest. No. He said, do not be anxious about anything. So we are supposed to hand everything to the Lord. And He says, in everything, by prayer and supplication. So in everything, take all of that. Take it to the Lord by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Hallelujah. I believe that you have requests today. You've got petitions that you want to actually bring to the Lord today. There are requests about family. There are requests about children. There are requests about your finances. And you have requests about your future, haven't you? You have requests about your marriage. You have questions about different things. The Bible says, take all of that. Take everything, not just some of it, everything, and give it to the Lord with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And that's the way you can come out of the anxiety trap, I tell you, my friend. That's the only way, else you fall into that trap, and every day you are thinking in the negative fashion. Think about this aspect of thanksgiving and gratefulness and just how important it is to counteract, you see, to counteract or to oppose or to cancel out anxiety with gratefulness. I tell you, that's one of our weapons against anxiety. When we begin to get anxious and we start to see everything as a negative, this is negative and that is negative and this is bad and that is bad, or how is this going to work out? Anxiety has a negativity towards it, because it's looking at all the bad or the incomplete or the question marks of things. That's why it brings negativity and presses your heart down. And that's what causes anxiety, because you don't have the answers. But I tell you, my friend, you can come out of this. You can come out of the anxiety trap that the enemy puts before you. God has got good news for us, that we should be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, we should make our request made unto God. And then there is a result. The result is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will fill our hearts and guide us through Christ Jesus. God is so good. So, my friend, when we have answers to things or when we have clarity, then we think it's okay. I've got it. But it's the anxiety of not knowing something that brings negativity. So the way we cancel our negativity is with thanksgiving. The way we oppose anxiety is we say to ourselves, you know what? I don't know when, and I don't know how, and I don't know who. And I don't know why, but I know God. Hallelujah. And so, Father, I'm taking everything, including any natural thing, including spiritual things, including physical and emotional things. I take everything and I give it to you, God, with thanksgiving, because you are good God, you are faithful God, you are kind. We are talking about everything. Like your marriage, your business, your children, you take everything to the Lord with thanksgiving. God, I give you all of it today. I give you all of them because I know that you are well able. You will accomplish what I trust into your hands. I know that I can have peace because it's in your hands. It's in the omnipotent hands. It's in all-powerful God's hands. What's easy to do with anxiety is that we would take it back after we hand it to the Lord. And I pray that you wouldn't do that. Don't fall into that trap. It's not just in everything give thanks, but it's in everything at all times, you see. It's not just like I'm going to rejoice in the morning and worry the rest of the day. No, you give everything to God all day. I'm going to be of good attitude the whole day, but at night I fall apart with my family. No, that's not the case. You see, it's in everything with thanksgiving, and at all times, we are supposed to be able to say, Lord, I make my request known to you. So whatever request you have today, my friend, I believe that is something the Lord can say, hey, give it to me. I will take care of this. I am well able to do that. What I really love about this scripture is, it says, after doing that, then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So notice that the peace of God, not just you feeling good, but this peace that comes from the Lord, it says it passes all understanding. Because what I found is sometimes it just doesn't make sense. How is it going to work? When we look at our situation, we look at our circumstances, and we think there is no hope. How is it going to work for me? But you hand it to God and say, God, I trust this to you. And then peace comes. And then all of a sudden, peace about your health, peace about your finances, peace about your children, or your marriage, or your singleness, if you are a bachelor. All of a sudden, peace comes. Hallelujah. Maybe many people haven't noticed this, but did you know that peace can be seen? It's not just felt. It can be seen. You know, it can be exemplified, because once the peace of God comes on you, you can say to yourself, okay, I am not going to be anxious. And it changes the way we talk and our attitude towards different things. I'm telling you, once the peace of God comes to you, when you are talking with a friend, you are not being negative when you have the peace of God. You are going to say, well, it's going to be okay. You see, maybe your friend, they saw what happened to you yesterday, and today everything is great. Yes. Why? Because the peace of God can surpass all understanding. Meaning, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have all the understanding. But the peace of God comes before me understanding anything. The peace of God can actually guard my heart and my mind. So whenever those anxious thoughts try to come up against you, you can speak to those things and say, no, I speak peace. And that's how you come out of the trap of anxiety, my friend. Don't be anxious about anything. It's well with you, my friend. The peace of God is with you. It's guarding your heart and your mind, I tell you. You have slain the lion and slain the bear daily, I tell you. So just speak peace, and you continue to speak peace when those anxious thoughts try to come up to you. The enemy is always trying to bring those what if questions, who, how questions, and it always has the negativity to it, and it always has some future things. I don't know how this is gonna work. So he tries to paint a picture of the future. Even if the future is 2 hours from now, you see, I don't know how this meeting is going to go, you may say. I don't know how this can turn out to be good, you may say. I don't know how this family reunion is going to go, you may say. I don't know what my boss or my manager or supervisor is going to say in this meeting. You may be contemplating on things like that. What the enemy will try to do is to throw anxiety because you don't know what the future holds. But today, I want to tell you that God knows the beginning from the end. He only has good plans for you, my friend. So he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts which are not evil but good, to give you hope and a future, or to lead you to the expected end. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. I tell you, you can come out of the anxiety trap by not being anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving. Let your request be made unto God, and you get this resource. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Is it not incredible? If you are a believer in Christ, this should be your tool. This should be your weapon. This should be something you take on the go every single day. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is not applicable to you at all. The first step you got to take is to receive him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.